Welcome to Orlando Means Business, the season we're hearing from industry leaders, entrepreneurs, and innovators who are shaping the Orlando region's thriving business landscape. I'm your host, Lorene Martinez, and today we're diving into the world of immersive experiences and technology, creating worlds where people can find mind-blowing adventures that are more than they ever could imagine. We're recording on location at Falcons Beyond, an award-winning company that designs, creates, and operates high-profile guest experiences around the world, and they're headquartered right here in Orlando. Our guest today is Simon Phillips. He is president of Falcons Beyond. His experience in brand building has shaped the strategic direction of some of the world's most iconic franchises, including Disney, Pixar, Star Wars, Marvel. Am I missing some of them, Simon?
There are a few. I've been very fortunate over the past 30 plus years in the entertainment branding space to have worked on introducing the world to Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh! And Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, to working with different organizing Olympic committees, to recently having helped bring Cocomelon and Blippi to the world as well. So a real mix of different brands and IPs.
Which makes me wonder, who's going to be listening to this podcast? Is it going to be my son and, you know, children? Or are we looking for innovators and people who are really tech savvy? So I think we're going to get a little mix of both, because I think the audience that you appeal to is probably just so vast. My goodness, when you think of a lot of those brands and all that creativity. But you joined Falcons to oversee the future growth and expansion of the entertainment-based business and development of the company's intellectual property. So let's just kind of get to basics. What inspired the creation of Falcons Beyond that has kind of grown over the years here in Orlando?
So Falcons has been around in Orlando for 24 years. It started as a company called Falcons Treehouse with Cecil Magpore and his wife, Marty. And Cecil had come out of Universal Studios, where he was designing some of the most incredible theme park rides and experiences, and formed Falcons to be able to bring that sort of vision to a broader theme park environment, and not just to a single park, which is what happens when you are working for one of the Universals or Disney. Falcons then merged in 2020, with Kathmandu Collections, which was a company that was formed by Scott Demereaux and his wife, Julie. So it's very interesting that the two companies, when they merged, actually shared a similar sort of cultural environment, which is very family orientated and very focused on providing not just fantastic output, but an incredible experience within the company that in both companies that really treasured the way in which people would operate and fostered growth and fostered a sense of family. Going forward a few years, back in 2023, Falcons listed on NASDAQ. And you now have Falcons Beyond Global, which is headquartered here in Orlando, in our brand new corporate headquarters, 60,000 square feet. And we're thrilled to be in Orlando.
And I'm sure that growth has a lot to do with the fact that there's just big demand by audiences to really be in immersive experiences now.
I think even prior to COVID, people wanted to go and experience the imaginable or the unimaginable, because they wanted to be transported from what would be reality into immersive and truly transportive experiences. Over COVID, clearly people craved physical experiences more than I think they'd ever realized, because there was a moment in time, and for us, I'm probably tell from my accent, I'm from the UK. We were locked down for over a year in the UK. And as a result of that, we really wanted to find a moment to come together in physical ways. And I think that the experience economy, which is really where Falcons excels, is how people today want to spend their disposable income. They want to experience something. It's not just enough to go and stay in a hotel or enough to go and have a meal. You want to experience it. You want to have something which is memorable and unique.
And people really kind of want to see themselves in the stories that are generated, whether it's, you know, through a Pokemon or Ninja Turtles or, you know, those kinds of characters that people love. They really want to kind of be a part of that story. And that's, I think, what is so unique about what Falcons Beyond does is there you find a way to make that happen.
So I think you've hit the nail on the head. When you go and experience a movie or you're experiencing an animated series or even read a book, you are following a narrative that is set for you by somebody else. And you only know what is happening in the direction that the director or the author wants you to go in. When we develop immersive storytelling, we give you the opportunity to look behind you and say, what's happening behind me? What's happening to the left or to the right? So your journey is no longer linear. Your journey, in many cases, in many of the experiences which we develop, you are the decider on how your journey continues and how your journey ends. And that level of immersiveness is truly a differentiator for us at Falcons.
That must take a very talented team to pull together. Can you talk about the talent that's here at Falcons? I mean, I know you've got audio engineers and people who are metaverse experts. Talk about the talent that you have and that you find in Orlando.
So this is very interesting because having only now been in Orlando for 1 year and 3 weeks, I mean, I'm still a relatively new transplant. I really didn't know what to expect coming here. And even though I had been on the board of Falcons before joining as president, it amazed me the scale and the scope of what the team here are able to do. From Academy Award nominated sound engineers to Emmy producing visual effects artists, we have a vast amount of incredible talent here. And it is really driven in part by an excitement from people to want to come and work at Falcons and to work with Cecil, who arguably is the most incredible visionary in the themed entertainment space. And working at a company that he leads means that you are able to attract really the very best people.
So speaking of attracting the very best people here to Orlando, I mean, you were certainly one of those. Tell me about the transition from living in the UK to Orlando. I mean, that is a huge change.
It was a change I never had anticipated. When the phone call came in and the conversation was coming to be president of the company, that was a no-brainer. I didn't have to think for a moment. I knew that this was something that I wanted to do. My first question was, can I do it from London? No. Can I do it from New York? No. Miami? No. Boca? No. Orlando. Oh, I never thought about Orlando as a place to live. But I came over and I came with my wife and we looked around and we were very fortunate. We found Winter Park, which is where we ended up moving to. And I have to tell you that not only is Orlando an incredibly welcoming place to come to when you're moving to a country and into a city which is new, to have people that are so welcoming and so passionate about the city that they live in, it's incredible. It has excellent restaurants. It has the weather that is just unreal for me. I mean, to be able to wake up in the morning and see sunshine and not rain is incredible. And however much, if you'd asked me 2 years ago, would I have moved to Orlando, it would have been a no. I look at it now and I say it was the right move. And I actually really like it here. Mm-hmm.
You said something that we hear all the time in the work that we do with economic development, and that is people say, wow, I've just never thought about living in Orlando because they're so used to the idea of coming here for a vacation. But then living here is just like a whole new kind of frame of mind. So it's very interesting that, you know, you also had that experience, but it's been so far positive for you. But you're still counting. You said a year and 1 week, so you're still counting the time. So we'll get to the moment where you're like, I don't know, I just love it here so much, I stopped counting. But going back to Falcons, tell me about how Falcons kind of stays ahead of the competition. I mean, not to reveal any secrets there, but obviously, you know, thinking of what's, you know, what's that next thing and how do we get there has got to be top of mind.
We are futurists at Falcons. We project what we believe the future will be in immersive entertainment. And then we actually go out and develop that. So a lot of the technology that we have incorporated into our ride systems or into our park activation processes are technology that did not exist. We had to go out and create it. And we created it through an understanding of where consumers were heading, what's happening more broadly within how consumers interact with each other, interact through social media. And then we're able to project how we think we can bring that experience into the immersive entertainment space, which is why when you walk around our offices, you will see an entire group of full stack software engineers, because we realized that the technology that we want to bring to the parks and the guests who are going to the parks that we're working on, that technology doesn't exist. So we create it.
And you create it all around the world, though, don't
we
you?
We do. We do. There are many different examples of our technologies in different parts of the world, from in Dubai at what was the world's largest indoor theme park when it was first conceived and first developed, which was an interesting story because it was a project that I worked on as president of Marvel. It was a project that I worked on. It was a project that Falcons worked on because Falcons was the creative master planner on behalf of the park. So I'd actually had an opportunity to interact in a business way with Falcons as well. But our technologies are deployed not just in parks. And in fact, the interesting thing with a lot of the technology that we look at is we try to understand what the applications are for the technologies outside of just the park, because we feel that an experience of going to an immersive entertainment space should be seamless. It shouldn't be that, okay, in my everyday life, I'm using this sort of technology, but now I stop because I'm going into a... We want it to be a seamless transition. And therefore, when we are thinking about how consumers, guests interact within the park, interact within the rides, we have to also think about how they interact with one another before they come to the park and after they come to the park.
I hope you're enjoying Orlando Means Business. I should mention, if you're thinking of Orlando for your business, if you're expanding or looking for a top metro to locate, go to investorlando.org. We've got industry-specific information for you, as well as data on our educated and experienced workforce, real estate options and incentives, plus more to help you get started. You can find us at investorlando.org or click the link in our show notes. Having these experiences around the world, does it seem like the same types of experiences resonate with everyone? Or are there some things that are, I don't know, geographically unique and that, you know, work in a certain market that perhaps would be different somewhere else? And is that part of the planning and the ideation for the experiences?
Definitely from an IP standpoint, there are certain IPs that work more in one market than another. So understanding the relationship between the IP and the audience in a particular market is important. Then translating that as well, because again, how the IP appeals to a consumer in one country and even the age demographic in one country could be different. So we adjust our planning and development according to the needs of the individual markets.
What's your favorite? If you could tell a story of, you know, something that you experienced through your work that was something that you did and thought, wow, that's really magical. What would you kind of draw on?
There was, I think for me, that the experience that resonated the most was an experience with my then, I think my son was about 6 or 7 years old, maybe a bit older. Let me just work it. I mean, it's 2006. He would have been 7, and 2007. And I, it was when I was president of Marvel, and I was at the Odeon in Leicester Square. The Odeon in Leicester Square is the premier cinema, I would argue premier cinema in the world, but I'm sure there'll be other people that will say that the Chinese Theater in LA also holds a similar stature. But the Odeon in Leicester Square is where all of the premieres take place. And we were hosting at Marvel at the premiere of Iron Man. And I was on stage with the cast. It was Robert Downey Jr., Gwyneth Paltrow, and Jon Favreau, who both was in the movie but was also director. And I made a speech. I welcomed everybody, about 1,500 people in the audience. And then when I went back upstairs to where my wife and my son were, my son looked at me with his big brown eyes. He said, "Daddy, when you die, can I have your job?" And it wasn't a morbid statement. It was one that, wow, you have the very best job in the world. And I love everything that you do. And you're bringing Iron Man to life. And I can get the Iron Man toys. And I think that for me was probably in my career the most the moment where I realized that the impact of what I was doing goes beyond the commercial component and actually resonated with consumers in ways that opened my eyes at that point and made me smile and made me really realize that the responsibility that we have in delivering the best experiences is real. It is a responsibility that we took very seriously at Marvel. We take very seriously at Falcons as well.
That's the ultimate compliment right there, having that come from your children. Can you talk about what's your superpower? What's Falcon's Beyond superpower, if you had to pick one, and why is that?
So I think Falcon's superpower is that it truly understands how to transport you and immerse you into an experience in ways that I've never seen before. The closest that I've seen is the promise of the holodeck from Star Trek. I happen to be a big Star Trek fan, and I always thought, wouldn't it be great to be immersed in a holodeck? And I come to Falcons, and I can see that thinking and progression in getting us there. So I think Falcon's superpower is really being able to deliver the magical. We have a tagline here: simply masterful. Really, everything that we set out to do at Falcons, we take with absolute responsibility to deliver the very best. And I think that is our superpower. I'm not sure that I could claim to have any superpowers. Having worked with Marvel for any number of years, my superpowers will pale into insignificance to the likes of Spider-Man and Hulk. But I suppose if I were to think about what superpower I could bring to bear at Falcons, it's dedication, it's a relentless desire and motivation to achieve absolutely the best that you possibly can. And I think at the end of the day, that is what a superpower is about. It is about understanding where you want to get to and going for it without sacrificing your morals, without sacrificing anything really. It's about delivering, going, focusing, and achieving what you want to achieve. Set out and do it.
I 100% agree. Tell us about what's on the horizon for Falcons. What are some of the projects that are in development or that have just been launched that you want to tell our listeners about?
Well, we announced recently that we were the master planner for the Dragon Ball theme park, which is opening in Saudi Arabia. And that, I suppose, is one park that just highlights, when you look visually at what has been released so far, you can see how Falcons has been able to understand the IP and create truly immersive, engaging experiences. And so that's really exciting. But it is a moment in time, and that is one project. When I think about the future, I think about the three different business divisions that we have. And we have the Creative Group division, Falcons Creative Group, which is the master planning service that we have here. And over the past 24 years, we've master planned over $120 billion worth of immersive experiences. We have our Falcons Beyond Destinations, which is where we actually develop and operate our own location-based entertainment experiences. We have in Mallorca, we have a park called Kathmandu, which is around one of our IPs, and we are in the process of finalizing, or we're in the middle of construction, I should say, in Hong Kong, of a immersive experience in partnership with K11, which is a shopping mall developer and operator in Hong Kong as well. But there's more coming out from that part of the business. And then the new part of the business is the brands part, Falcons Beyond Brands, which is where we take our own IPs and we expand our IPs outside of that physical location, which we have in our destinations business. And we move it into movies and we move them into animation and into gaming and ultimately into consumer products as well. And in that part of the business, not only do we optimize our own IPs, but we also take licenses for third-party IPs, which we feel we can bring immersive experiences to, but truly unique immersive experiences. So we've signed a deal with Hershey. And we've also signed a deal with PBS to bring a number of their kid shows to location-based entertainment as well.
I think the last time I heard you speak was at a conference here in Orlando. It was the MetaCenter Global Week. And you talked about that immersive experience. Like, it's a whole new way of vacationing, which I found fascinating. Do you want to talk about that and what that experience is like?
Yeah, I think when you go to a park, and if you are staying in that park and you're staying in a hotel in that park, and you want to be transported into you want to be transported and stay within that experience. You don't want to break the experience.
You don't want to break character.
You don't want to break character. You want to be able to you know, just do something that is different. And we aim to do that in our experiences. We really, understanding the motivation for the consumer, for the guest who is going there, and once we know and have identified what that is, we can build the best experience and the best way for them to experience as well. So that's how we look at the immersiveness.
It's probably no mistake or coincidence that Falcons Beyond is located in what is, you know, the theme park capital of the world. But theme parks really are expanding all over the world. Who's our strongest competition, you think, and why? And how can Orlando kind of stay ahead of that competition, you think?
Yeah, Orlando is the epicenter of the theme park industry. I mean, you have Disney here, you have Universal, you have everybody really that have expressions of location-based entertainment here. The world is a huge place, and I think last I heard, Orlando gets something in the region of 78 million visitors a year.
75
million, okay. Making it the number one tourist destination in the U.S. I think Orlando stays ahead of the theme park space in part because of the number of visitors that come in and the growing competition around the world, which means that the incumbents that are here have to continually invest to innovate to keep things fresh and exciting and give people a reason to come back in. So I would actually say that the development of parks around the world has actually helped Orlando remain as the epicenter because the investment continues to come in here for the parks. And you heard recently the investment from Disney, and you have the new lands opening at Universal. There is a continual investment here.
You give me hope that my son will not want to just live in his VR headset, but he will want to experience these wonderful things in the world.
You have to be able to blend seamlessly physical and digital. And that it is not an either or. And I think that's the key. It is how do you blend physical and digital together and have an experience that is truly immersive. And that's where that's our sweet spot.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed this conversation.
Pleasure.
It's been wonderful talking with you. Thanks for listening to Orlando Means Business, a production of the Orlando Economic Partnership and the University of Central Florida. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform. The Orlando Economic Partnership is an economic and community development organization that works to advance broad-based prosperity and create a more prosperous community for all. If you're interested in Orlando for your business and what makes Orlando unbelievably real, contact us at investorlando.org.